When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, here we are on episode 102. And today we are going to be talking a little bit more about building your business authentically. That's really what we're all about here on this podcast, but we are going to dive into another Sarah. Our last episode was with Sarah Cole, and today we're talking to Sarah Rose. So it was so fun to have two Sarahs back to back. And we are going to be talking about how you can really take massive action towards getting your, reaching your goals, really living your dreams, and stepping out of fear. And there's so much to say about like believing in yourself, knowing that you can do what you have your mind set out to. And Sarah's going to walk through her three success tips that are really going to help you to be able to build an authentic network marketing business. So let's jump right in. All right. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited. Today we have Sarah Rose joining our podcast, and she is an incredible network marketer, and I'm so excited to share with you her whole journey and everything she's done, because she's done some pretty amazing things. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, Brooke. It's my pleasure and my honor to be here with you all today.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear your story about, you know, where kind of where you got started, how your network marketing journey, like how it got started and where you're at now.
Well, it's a unique story, that is for sure. So I'll start at the beginning because it's a very good place to start. But growing up, my mom was a single mom of three of us little kids with no child support. And she was six figures in debt with lawyer fees. And she knew that a traditional 9-to-5 was not going to make a dent in our financial situation. So she became a pioneer in the network marketing industry and went on to create a multiple seven-figure business in network marketing and got herself out of debt. And we went from have not to have. And once you've seen both ends of that, the have is much better than the have not. So she was my sort of mentor growing up to see what's possible when you find your passion and you come from contribution and you make an impact on the world, that you can make an impact on your own life as well. So after graduating college, I ended up going with her network marketing company, built to the top diamond level of that, earned all the trips and the cars. And at that point, that company kept trading hands, and it wasn't a consumable product, and it wasn't very ethical, the new ownership. And I was like, I'm done. I'm just never again. I walked away from it and didn't look back. With the skills that I learned from that, I started my own interior design business, built that up to be very successful, and that's when I met my husband, Neil, who is also an entrepreneur. And his business was thriving. We had our baby, and I decided to be a stay-at-home mom with her because everything was just great, you know? But a few years on, we hit a financial crisis, totally unexpected, and I had to go back to work from being a stay-at-home mom. And as moms, you know, you look around at your options, and it's pretty limited when it comes to the flexibility that we crave, that we want to be there for all those little moments, you know? Not to mention that pretty much everything that you'd make in a traditional job over and above taxes is going to go to childcare. And I hear this a lot from other moms, you know, as we speak, as we're having these sort of conversations, and it just doesn't make sense. 9 times out of 10, even get out of bed for that. You know, you don't want to miss out on those little moments and that flexibility of life. And so I kept looking at my options, and I was like, it's in my veins, it's in my blood. I do love network marketing. Just because at the end of that last experience didn't work out doesn't mean that there's not something else out there that I could thrive in. So I aligned with a company, a global health and wellness company, with my mom and one of her family friends. They were traveling the world riding camels in Morocco and buying houses in the south of France. And I'm like, you know what? I'm back. So built to a pivotal position with my company now, and I love it.
That's amazing. I love that story. And I love that you're like a second generation network marketer. So I've seen that a lot with people who like their parents were in network marketing, that it just like, it makes sense to you because you've seen it work, you know? And I think that's what a lot of people don't have. They don't have that example of like seeing that other people can work. They hear that it works, but like when you actually live it, it makes it a lot easier for you to hit the goals and the things that you're looking for.
Exactly. And I think those are some life skills that you don't necessarily get in other industries, mm-hmm. Even if you don't have that sort of role model or mentor right in your face. And there's ups and downs of that too. I mean, somebody always holding you accountable, but at the same time, it's nice to always have somebody to turn to and be like, is this thing ever going to work? And they're like, well, yes, I'm like here living proof of it. So it is good to find a role model and a mentor and somebody who can hold you accountable, but who can always give you that kick in the butt when you need it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, and really, I think network marketing, it, like you said, it gives you skills that you can't learn really anywhere else, you know, especially the personal development. And like, really, if you want to be a better person, network marketing is like, it's going to kick you in the butt, you know?
Oh, there's so much room to grow. And when it comes to goal setting too, I see so many women who are like, you know, I just really don't feel comfortable setting a goal for myself because if I don't hit it, then I'm going to fail and I'm going to be down on myself. And I'm like, no. Let's look at the bigger picture for your life and your business. And then let's reverse engineer it with the strategies I'm going to teach you. You are going to hit those goals. Mm-hmm. And it might not be the first go round because there is a testing phase with anything in business, especially in the online world, right? But if you build it, they will come.
Right.
Just got to give yourself a little bit of time, a little bit of patience, and a lot of grace.
Yes. Yeah. Because sometimes they don't come as fast as you want them to.
And sometimes they do come, but they aren't necessarily the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to keep testing until you get it right. And then all of a sudden you're in the flow, and then don't fix it if it's not broke, right?
Yes. Yes. So what would you say, because you have been successful now in two network marketing businesses and you grew up kind of with network marketing success, what are three tips that you could give our listeners that will help them find success in their network marketing business?
That's a great question. I think number one is belief in the industry. It works. People are out there making 6, 7, 8, even 8 figures a year in network marketing. So you've got to have belief in the industry and own it. Own that you're a network marketing professional and that you're going to stick with it through thick and thin. There is no gray area. You're going to burn all bridges behind you, leaving no retreat, no way of retreat. Napoleon Hill says that in Think and Grow Rich. And you're not in it to dip a toe in. You're not in it to give it a go. You're in it for the long haul. And you have the belief in the industry, and you've got to have the belief in your company too. If you don't believe in what you're selling in and it's not in alignment with who you are, and you're not using the products on a consistent basis, it's kind of fraudulent. You know, you've got to be your own best customer because you can't ask other people to do that if you're not doing that yourself. And I see that a lot. I'm like, how can you not have any numbers in this month? Do you not brush your teeth or wash your hair or use deodorant? Or are you using some other products? So belief in the industry, belief in your company, and belief in yourself that you're going to succeed. Your success is inevitable. You're on the right path. You were brought here for a reason. And so I think belief is number one. I think number two is deciding to decide. Make that decision that you're going to go for it. You're going for the top, and you will not be denied. Have you ever read Og Mandino? He's one of my favorite authors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The greatest salesman in the world. I will persist until I succeed. Have that attitude. Decide that you will persist until you succeed. You're not going to give up. You're not going to give in. Failure is not an option. So it's belief, it's confidence, and it's consistency. If you're not consistently touching your business every single day, that compound effect kicks in. And you're like, oh, I didn't, you know, do that post yesterday, or I didn't follow up with that person, or I didn't respond to that, or I didn't touch base with my team, or I didn't, then you're like, okay, well, I'll do that today. And then today comes and you're like, well, crap, I didn't do it today either. You know, I'll just get to it next week. And then you're like, well, I didn't hit my goal for the month, so I'm just going to start over again next month. look at how fast this year is flying by, isn't it?
Yes.
Like with all the COVID craziness, thank God it is, but at the same time, it's going. Time is flying by. So TikTok, like get in the game, right? Get get busy. Get to work. Get be consistent. Text your business every day.
Love it. Those are great. I want to go back to you talked about belief in yourself, because this is one thing that lately I've seen a lot, like it's come up a lot for me and like my clients that I work with and things like that. So they tend to be like living on the borrowed belief of their upline, you know? So like the scenario that I see is that people, like they're stay-at-home moms, you know, they want to go back to work, but they don't know what to do. And they get presented with an opportunity to join a network marketing company. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I could really do that. And then their upline is like, no, you totally can do this. I totally believe in you. I know you can do this. So they join, but they're living on the belief of their upline. So they're going to do whatever their upline says and do exactly like to a T, but they're not really using their own belief. They're living on borrowed belief. So how do you help people kind of overcome that? Or have That's you seen that?
Yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. And I do tell my team and my audience, my clients, you know, until you have that belief in yourself, you can borrow my belief in you, but you've got to find it in yourself, because I'm not going to be standing at the bottom of your bed every morning with a gong going, wake up, get to work, let's go. You're going to get your numbers. That's not how I lead. My job is to turn you loose as quickly as possible and make you feel independent and ready to fly, and that you don't need me checking in with you every day. I mean, who wants that, right? Like, we're not in this to be like managers of people. We're here to create leaders and independence as quickly as we can. So absolutely borrow my belief in you until you believe in yourself, but start working on that belief, like right out of the gates. And I think when you have a strategy, well, first of all, you've got to be coachable. Because if you're like, I'm going to go in this and I'm going to take all this information, then I'm not going to do anything with it, or I'm going to do things my own way and try and reinvent the wheel and forge my own path, you're going to wander around in the dark for years, banging your head against the wall, thinking that things are going to change, and they never do. Mm-hmm. So, but that being said, there is a fine line, because I don't want you to do everything I tell you to do if it's not in alignment with how you want to build your business. So I have people on my team who love the traditional way of doing things with home parties and events and those, you know, networking events and those sorts of things, which I burned out on, frankly. And I just said, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm taking a big step back and investing in coaches and programs and mentors to show me the modern ways of doing things. And so now that's what I train my team. I'm like, if you want to go do it that way, I can teach you how to do that too, because I've been there and I've done that. But if you want to kind of learn some fun new ways of marketing and doing business, let's run. Oh, no, I just think when you have a strategy, that builds confidence, and confidence is what builds the belief in yourself. So when your upline can give you a strategy and say, here, take what you like, run with it, leave what you don't like, you know, build your business in a way that's aligned to who you are, as long as you're having fun with it, then you're doing it right.
Oh, I love that so much. Especially because a lot of people, they feel like they have to do it. Like if someone else is successful, I need to do exactly like them. And there's no room for authenticity there. And you're going to get burned out. And it's honestly, it's not going to work. When you're not staying true to who you are, it's not going to work.
It's not. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's so embarrassing. I cannot believe I'm confessing this right now. But I think when you see other people that are getting the results that you want, you're like, okay, well, this business is all about duplication. So if I take what they're doing and I make it mine, then I'm going to have that same level of success. And I actually copy content off of other people's websites and their posts. And like looking back and going, what was I thinking? My audience is my audience. Their audience is their audience. All of us can serve our best and give our best and teach our best only as we can ourselves. If you're trying to copy someone else, copying isn't the same as duplicating.
Right.
You got to be you, do you, and be authentic, exactly like you said. And you're going to stumble. You're going to fall. Failure is just as big a part of success is a part of failure. I mean, fraternal twins, you can't have one without the other. So again, test it, see what works, see what aligns with you, see what is fun. And if it's fun, then you're like, okay, I'm going to lean into this more because I love it.
I love that. Well, and I like to look at failure because everything, like there's really nothing that's a failure because all you're doing is you're just collecting data on the things that you know and the things that you can do, you know? So we can try something out, and if it doesn't work and it's a failure, all we learn is like, okay, that's not the path I want to go down. Let's do something else, you know?
Pivot if you must, but don't quit. And like Tom Hopkins says, I don't know if you know Tom Hopkins, amazing resource, wealth of information about personality types and closing skills. And he says, I don't see failure as failure, only as the opportunity to learn and grow, and only as the opportunity to get better. And so like you said, it's collecting data and like market research, right? Testing phase. And you just got to give yourself the grace that not everything's going to work on the first go, but that's in any business. And that's, I think what has in the past given network marketing a bad name is people try something and it doesn't work. And all of a sudden they're like, ah, it's a scam. Okay, we'll go try and like invest $800,000 in a franchise, you know, try a few things and see what works and what doesn't work. For minimum investment, you can grow a global business.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and that's the thing, like, because like my husband and I, we looked into starting a franchise and the amount of money it takes to start a franchise. And then like, there's no guarantee that it's even going to work just because you're taking their systems. Like you still have to learn marketing and sales. And it's the same with network marketing. You know, you have to learn marketing and sales. They'll take care of the rest, but you have to learn that. So it's crazy.
And you know what? I also want to encourage people not to lean in to their company for that. You know, I hear the success of my coaching program alongside my network marketing company, and I work a lot with network marketers and other companies outside of mine teaching these strategies. And I hear a lot the objection, I don't know that I need to invest in this course because my company has such great marketing material and so much support. And I'm like, well, so does mine. But man, I had to go in search of the proper ways of branding myself to stand out above the noise on social media. So many great companies out there and so many amazing members of these companies, business owners. What's going to make somebody want to join my company and join with me specifically? And if I keep putting out my company's logo and like, my company's so great because, the more you sell, the more you repel. And so if you're not branding yourself, you're just going to get lost in the noise.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Depend on your to do that for you because their interest is in branding themselves naturally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and they have to come to a place where their marketing strategies and their sales strategies has to work for hundreds of thousands of people. So they have to be very high level. And when you try to sell high level, you can't because you're one person, you know? So you definitely have to figure out what is it, what's your unique gifts, talents, and strengths that make you. That because you can only sell your product the way you sell it.
Exactly.
No one else can sell the way you do.
And they're going to be like super corporate. And so that's going to come off in your messaging, but that's not you. People buy people, not companies. So when you're sharing your journey and you're telling your story and your fears and you're being vulnerable about, oh, well, that didn't work so well. Or, you know, it's hard to balance being a mom and a fempreneur, and when you're working your business, you feel like you should be with your kids. And when you're with your kids, you feel like you should be working your business. I actually did a post about that today. So when you're vulnerable and you share that vulnerability, that's what builds the like, know, and trust factor. And that's when people are like, you know what? I want to join her team. I want to buy her product. I want to work with her. And that's when it gets fun is the attraction marketing kicks in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then they get connected to you. And so even if they find out like what company you're with and they hear someone else selling it, or they think, oh, I could join someone else, they're going to come back to you because they have made the connections with you because you've been vulnerable. I love that.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, this has been so fun to chat. I would love to let our listeners know, like, how else can they find you? Like, where else can they connect with you?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Across the board, all on social media, website, everything is Sarah with an H, R-O-S-E, like the flower rose global. So Sarah Rose Global. That's my website. That's my Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. So let's connect. And my inbox is always open. So I'd love to answer any questions you have on how to build your network marketing business with modern marketing strategies that work.
Awesome. I love it. We'll make sure that we put all of those in the show notes. So thank you so much for being on here today.
Thank you for having me. This has been a great conversation. I loved it.
I just loved talking to Sarah and hearing all of her ideas and her strategy and just thoughts around how to build a network marketing business in this modern world, right? Because we do need to pivot. We do need to change the way that we're building, because if you have been building your business, you know, doing belly to belly marketing, that there is going to be a time, and maybe now is the time for you, that you're like, all right, I got to do something different. And it's okay to do something different. And to maybe you're the first in your industry or in your organization that is going to step out and maybe start building online. And it's okay when you have people to help you. Here at Social Tenacity, we are here to help you every step of the way to build your business in an authentic way in this new online world. So excited for you all to take all of this knowledge and start applying it into your business. And if you have not hit that subscribe button or left us a review, please do. We read all of our reviews. We love to hear from our listeners and to just hear what your thoughts are on the podcast, how we can make things better, and we're always here to help and serve you. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.